Hello and welcome to the Developmental Services Ontario's podcast on Step 5 of the Housing Toolkit, entitled Building a Plan That Will Support Change. I'm your host, Val Baravi, Communication Specialist for DSO. In the studio with me today is Alexander Shannon, who is a Housing Navigator for DSO Toronto Region, and Al Hendry, who is a Housing Navigator for DSO Southwest Region. Welcome, Alexandra and Al.
Oh, thanks, Val. It was nice to be here.
Great to be here. Thanks, Val.
Alexandra, step 5 of the DSO Housing Toolkit is all about creating a plan that will support ongoing change. It includes information on creating SMART goals. Can you explain what a SMART goal is?
Sure, Val. I'd be happy to. We use SMART goals to help create targeted goals that we can track and measure. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. Maybe I can break that down a little more. So again, S stands for specific, meaning the goal is clear, detailed, and easy to understand. M stands for measurable. This means you can track your progress and know when you have achieved your goal. A measurable goal will be able to answer one of the following questions. How many? You might decide how many steps of a new task you will try to complete each week, or how many times you will practice a task without support. How much? For example, you might want to think about how many hours you're going to spend working on this goal each day or each week. How will you know when you've made progress? You will know by the number of steps you can complete on your own, or perhaps whether you can complete a task without help from others, or by the amount of time it takes you to complete the task on your own or with help. A stands for attainable, which means your goal is reasonable and you believe that you should be able to achieve it. R stands for relevant. Your goal is important to you and it's something that you care about right now. T stands for time-based, which means that you can reach your goal within the time frame you have set for yourself. For example, within 2 months, a year, 5 years.
Al, can you explain why setting goals is so important when creating a personalized housing and support plan?
Sure, Val. Goals help us to keep us focused and motivated as we work towards a target that we have set for ourselves. Our goals allow us to take charge of our lives and support our success. And as the saying goes, a goal without a plan is just a wish. By setting SMART goals, we can create clear, attainable, and meaningful goals that guide us towards what we want to achieve or where we want to go. In terms of housing and/or residential options, setting goals that support your individualized residential support plan may help you achieve that vision earlier.
Okay, that's great. Alexandra, can you provide some tips our audience might find helpful when setting goals of their own?
I can. Most people make short-term goals, for example, goals that they can reach in a few months or a year. They may also make long-term goals, for instance, those they will be able to achieve in 5 years or more. This process can take time, so be patient. Short-term goals are often smaller steps toward long-term goals. If you want to set SMART goals, make sure that you write them down and ask yourself these questions. Does everyone understand my goal? Is it clear how I will track my success? Is my goal realistic? Do I think I can reach it? Does my goal matter to me? Will achieving this goal be good for me? Is it in my best interest? Can I achieve my goal within the time frame I have set out in the plan? When you write your goal down and review it, if you can't answer yes to each of those questions, you may want to do some more work in shaping your goal into a SMART goal so that it is clear, can be measured, and you feel confident that you will be able to reach it.
What about tracking goals, Al? Can you provide any suggestions that might help with this?
Sure, Val. Once again, keeping a record of your goals by writing them down can help with tracking them. You can make notes on a computer or a tablet or a phone, or you can create a binder or a journal where you keep all your goals together. You should review your goals regularly. If they are truly measurable, you should be able to tell if you are making progress and having some success. It's also worth noting that there may be apps that can be downloaded to a phone or a tablet that can help with working towards goals and/or tracking success. The DSO Housing Toolkit includes a learning log, which can also help with tracking progress when working to build a new skill.
Alexandra, I imagine that goals might change over time. Does that sound right?
Yes, goals can change at any time. If a person's interests change, their goals are likely to change as well. It's quite common for goals to change, and this can be a good thing. For example, it might mean that a person is learning more about themselves and what's important to them, or that the people supporting a person are learning to better understand their nonverbal cues in expressing their likes, dislikes, and needs.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit now. So step 5 of the DSO Housing Toolkit also talks about sustaining your housing plan. Alan, can you speak about what that means?
Yes, when we speak about sustainability, we mean that your housing and support plan will continue to work for you long after you have moved to a home of your own. For example, if you have decided to purchase a home, you will need to make sure that you have money set aside for ongoing maintenance of that home. Or if you have decided to rent, then you might need to think about and plan for what might happen if the home or location no longer meets your needs or isn't available to you any longer. As you assess your housing plan, you should consider a few things. Your income. If your income changes, will your housing plan still work? For example, if you have a job and your hours are reduced, or if you lose your job, will you still be able to afford to live in that arrangement? The ability to live independently. What happens if physical needs change so much that your home becomes inaccessible and needs modifications or renovations? Or what if you need to consider moving? Financial ability to make repairs is another one. Suppose the home is owned and major repairs need to be made. Where will the funds come from? Perhaps you live in a condominium and you need to pay a special assessment fee as well as your regular ongoing condo fees. Here are some things that help with sustainability. Having a support team with clearly defined roles and expectations. Having support staff to meet your needs and someone who coordinates that staffing. Having access to reliable housing. Having access to the financial resources you need to cover the cost of housing and supports. Having a clear process for reviewing and updating your housing plan.
These are important considerations to keep in mind. How can people develop a quality plan that is sustainable? Alexandra, would you be able to share any useful tips with us?
Absolutely, Val. So first of all, it can be helpful to have a person or a couple of people take on the responsibility of managing support staff. This could be recruiting new staff when needed, providing training and supervision, completing the scheduling, etc. You could explore if staffing support might be available through a local developmental service agency. Your local housing navigator may be able to make suggestions regarding this. It can be less costly to hire your own workers rather than hiring through an agency, but it's important to know the difference between what is an employee and what is an independent contractor. You could work with others to share skills. There may be ways to help one another if one person has strong financial skills while another has people management skills. Or perhaps you'd be able to make use of housing solutions that make it easier to share staffing. For example, a duplex or a secondary suite, a townhouse or an apartment building. Sometimes where it would be a good fit, hiring live-in supports can provide increased consistency. You could also look at creating a friendly neighbor or co-housing or host family model. Think about forming a circle of support, or more formally, even a microboard, and letting the group manage the recruitment and retention of staffing supports. And importantly, plan for changes that will occur with natural and formal supports. People's availability and capabilities can change, and staff may move on to a new position. Making sure that a succession plan is formalized and reviewed regularly is important. It may also be possible for an agency or a private contractor to help manage these parts of your plan.
Thank you, Alexandra and Al, for your insight. I hope that this podcast session has helped our audience to understand step 5 of the Housing Toolkit and its many benefits. We'd love to hear from you. Please send us your comments and suggestions for future podcast topics to info@dsontario.ca. or via our social media accounts at dsontario.ca. Thank you.